And instead of doing this week what we can't get out of our heads, I wanted you three to give us a little bit of joy. As we end the year, what is giving you hope?
One thing is, like, whatever you think about the social media ban and however that plays out, I do think there's a really growing awareness, understanding, discussion about the impact that digital technology is having on us as humans, on our brains, on our psychology, on our well-being. It's not just kind of, you know, punishing parents talking about it. I think young people are really thinking about it and aware of it. And that gives me hope.
That's giving me hope as well. Patrick, what hope are you going to give us?
Look, I mentioned electrification earlier on as a success. I think in 2026, that's going to continue. It's really positive. You're seeing it actually on the streets of our cities. There's e-bikes everywhere. There's more and more electric vehicles on the road. I think, it's a really positive thing, which I don't think we actually appreciate as much.
And it's happening fast, right? The EV uptake is really fast.
Really fast. And it's something we need to do. We need to get to net zero. And when consumers are given a choice, it's convenient, it works, it's cheaper, it's better for the environment. It's a win all round.
The shift is hugely significant to watch. Gabrielle, what is giving you hope at the end of this year?
Honestly, Bridie, at the risk of sounding like a real cornball, I think our readers and viewers and listeners are what is giving me hope. We've had the most extraordinary response to our end of year appeal, which we do every year, but we've raised more money than ever before in Guardian Australia's history. And, you know, we as journalists worry about the media industry and independent journalism all the time, but this just shows that people who read and listen to us also really care about protecting independent journalism. And I just want to say thank you to every single person who's supported us this year or ever.
And I would like to say thank you to our Reader Revenue editor, Paddy Wood, and to Gabrielle, who have done a lot of the work behind that campaign.
Well done. And this is a safe space for earnestness, Gabrielle.
And it wasn't cornball. And I just wanted to say something right at the end of this edition to let our newsroom edition listeners know about some happy, sad news we have here at The Guardian. Bridie Jabour, our host and our multimedia editor, who has been with Guardian Australia since the very beginning, 13 and a half years ago, is leaving us for a time to take up a promotion as a secondment at Guardian UK in London. We're so proud of her and everything she's done for The Guardian. We're so sad to see her go for a while. So we'll have a new host when we all come back next year, but we just had some flowers to say thank you to Bridie for everything she's done.
Thank you, Bridie. Thank you, Lenore. I've been at Guardian Australia most of my adult life.
Wow.
And therefore Lenore has known me most of my adult life.
I can remember what she tweeted the day she got the job. I'm not going to repeat it here.
Yeah, it has swear words in it. But, you know, it's been a long time, but it's never, ever been lost on me that I get to sit across from the greatest journalistic minds in Australia every week. And it's been one of the privileges and joys of my career to do it in this podcast studio and to do it on this podcast. So thank you to all of you. And of course, thank you to the listeners. I'm going to miss you all.
And there are some other thank yous that we have to say at the end of the year. The first is to our brilliant producer, Miles Herbert, who is here every week guiding us and helping us. And we could not do this show without him.
The show is not the show without him.
He also loves the attention is the other thing.
He's dying in the corner at the moment. And also I have to say thank you to the editors that are absent. We also have to say a big thank you to other producers who work on the show throughout the year, Karishma Luthria, Camilla Hannan, Joe Koning, and of course, the video production editor, Burton Wynn, making us look great every week. Thank you, Burton. Okay, so thank you for joining me this year, this week, my life, Lenore.
Thank you, Bridie.
Thank you, Gabrielle.
Thanks.
And thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, Bridie.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, as always. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert and Joe Koning, with video production by Burton Huynh. Don't forget to tune into the final back-to-back Barrys of the year. That will be in your feed over the weekend. Catch you then.